And welcome you to the second hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, or fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days and check that out, and all the great videos and photos and stuff that I post there about our animal friends. And golly, it is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Energy Code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. Nathan Miller is here, believe it or not.
And the human version of the Miller.
Yeah, the human version is here.
Mariner
in Chicago. And that would be why Nathan is here, because they are playing today, but not in Seattle. So Bigfoot gets the afternoon off, and Nathan is here with us. And we have, as far as we know, working phone lines.
They are working. Just got to dial the toll-free number, 1-888-298-5569. If you've been dialing 425-373-5527 in the past, get rid of that one. Take it off of your contacts or your speed dial, wherever you may have it saved. It is no longer in use. So we are just using the toll-free
number.
We
are told
number.
It is not coming back. So you don't want to like, oh, I'll save it until we're going to use it again. We're told it's dead. And who knows? The 888 number might go too once we have our new phone lines. We might have whole new numbers. We don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But we do know the phone works because you did talk with somebody. I knew you were having a good time talking to somebody on the phone. But not. We don't have anybody on the line right at the moment, correct?
Not at the moment. So they're nice right. and open if you want to get into our line and get to speak with Linda or Martha for your complimentary on-air session. You can do that very quickly.
Yep, 1-888-298-5569. So we would love to hear from you. In the meantime, Linda, we were just getting started in an interesting conversation talking about the BEST therapy and what it is. And technically, BEST stands for Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique. And you were kind of explaining kind of energy
yes.
Work. But I also was just starting to say that to many, when you hear about energy work, because you can do it in person or you can do it remotely, that tends to make people think, oh, a woo-woo sort of thing. But it isn't. It's a very legitimate energy balancing modality and technique that you go to school. So can you tell us a little bit about how one was interested? How did you get started with this? What's it like to learn?
Well, initially, I was led to this by my brother, Nels, who many people who listen know about. And he was already a chiropractor, and he had taken the BEST training. And I was not a chiropractor, but I was very intrigued with the BEST information. And so Nels is the one who got me to go to a sort of introductory seminar. And then I just thought, this makes so much sense. I'm going to learn this. And it turned out they hadn't been thinking they would train people who weren't chiropractors. It turned out that after they thought about it, they thought, well, why not?
Okay, well, let's time out right here. Okay. why chiropractors? What does a chiropractor have to do with it?
Yes. So the creator, originator of this technique was Dr. M.T. Mortar Jr., who was a chiropractor. He's no longer living on Earth. And he was the president of several chiropractic colleges, along with having a thriving practice in Rogers, Arkansas. And he wanted to address something that I had noticed because my parents were chiropractors. You go in sometimes because you have a certain place in your neck that hurts. And right. you get a really good adjustment. Your neck feels great. And then a couple of weeks later, it's hurting again. Same place. And Dr. Mortar was like, well, what is going on in people if this is what keeps happening? Because, excuse me, unless there was an injury or, something that had happened, why would somebody's vertebrae get out of alignment?
Right.
And so he just thought it was so important to understand this that he went on a 30-year journey of looking at research. He was also, by the way, had a degree in chemistry. So he was a very scientific-minded person. And he looked at all the literature on mind-body research because that's where he was led. The other thing about, just one second here. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. He was also, I've forgotten it. But anyway, he was very attracted to the idea that mind and body were connected and this had something to do with it. So he reviewed all the research. And at the time when he started, there wasn't as much. You know, every day now you can see more research on what the brain's doing, how what we're thinking is affecting our bodies and so forth. There wasn't that much of that at the time, but he surveyed it all. And he also, what I was going to say is he got a lot of information for where to go from when he slept, like some people, he got these tremendous downloads of information where he would wake up because while he'd been sleeping, he'd been directed to try some other things, look into this particular topic. And so he was being guided intuitively toward his research. Anyway, he wanted to develop a system that worked 100% of the time. You know, he didn't want to do something that, well, it helps some people sometime. He wanted something that would always work. And so he, after 30 years, he had this technique, bioenergetic synchronization. And that's why he was thinking chiropractors would want it, because he wanted it. Because as a chiropractor, he wanted to clear out whatever was causing people to keep having the same things come up over and over again, because that didn't make any sense to him. And he thought, if people are really getting better, this shouldn't keep happening unless they have an accident or something. And so he started to use this technique in his chiropractic clinic. He started to teach it to other chiropractors.
And it wasn't the basic technique, because, I mean, I know something about it because, yes. You know, your brother, Dr. Yes. Mills, teaches, you know, yes. his clients how to do
yes.
Some of this work.
Yes.
So when Dr. Mortar was, he did all his research looking at all this stuff. But it sounds like a lot of his direction came to him intuitively in his dream state, maybe.
Yes.
It sounds like that.
Yeah.
Which happens for many of us. Sometimes sometimes that happens with me. Since I'm very guided in what I do, and so I'm very familiar with that sort of thing. So I'm assuming that the actual technique and the way one uses, which fingers you use and where, what points on the animals or the humans you touch, that he must have gotten that intuitively.
Yes, he got intuitive guidance. And then what he would do is, because he had a large chiropractic clinic, he would just tell
experiment with people.
He would tell the chiropractors, include this in your work with every client today, and then make notes on what happens.
Uh-huh.
And so he wanted to get things tested in the clinic. And so that's what he was doing. And he just kept testing and testing and gathering information, and, you know, eventually got to where the technique was a system and a stable system that could be used over and over and could be taught to other people, because it had a very predictable outcome to achieving balance if
right.
you just use this technique.
So when you learned, you obviously had to go for training somewhere.
Yeah, actually, I was really fortunate. I got to be trained initially here in Seattle.
Oh.
Because back in the far gone days of the early 2000s, the Mortar Health Systems, which is the name of the company that Dr. Uh-huh. Mortar had, it taught the technique in Seattle, Los Angeles, Phoenix, all over the United States. People could come to seminars and get the basic information and basic certification if they could complete the tasks properly. And then they also had higher levels of technique, checking that your technique really was good, and also testing your cognitive understanding of the technique with like 100 question exam. So that was the next level. And I had to go to Arkansas for that one. And then they also had a mastery level of seminar, which is more about who you are as a practitioner, not the technique anymore. It's more like understanding deeply that as a practitioner, I'm not healing people. The person is healing themselves, and I am really just a facilitator of them receiving the information that helps them do that healing. So in some modalities, one that I can think of is massage, it really is the practitioner working on tissues and things that get the energy moving and changing.
Yeah.
In this technique, it's the person themselves thinking and, breathing and doing the things that they're being guided to do, that's actually doing the changing of their own field. And so mastery is really to take our, as much as possible, our ego out of the thing, and to just understand I'm just here as, a facilitator of something that this person's system already can do.
So there are aspects involved in terms of what the person's thinking
Yeah.
and so forth, but then you're also placing your fingers on certain points
Yes.
on the physical body,
Yeah.
which you can do in person or remotely.
Yes.
But before we leave the education part of this, you said you did initial education or something here in Seattle, and
Yeah.
then you had to go to Arkansas for another part of it.
Uh-huh.
Where does it stand now? If
So,
say,
yeah.
like Nathan said, I want to become a best practitioner, what
Right.
would he have to do, and where would he have to go, and how long would it take?
Yeah. So there's two different now, because the Mortar family not only had Dr. Mortar and his wife, but they had three children, two sons and a daughter. And the two sons, Ted and Tom, are still running Mortar Health Systems. And that's one place you can go to Arkansas to get the training. And the other child, Dr. Sue Mortar, formed her own Mortar Institute. And she also teaches basic best, as well as her own technique that she developed on out of that, which is called spiritual best. And I've studied with her and with her brothers, and I even was lucky because I got to study with Dr. Mortar when he was alive. So, yeah.
Wonderful,
So,
wonderful.
and Dr. Sue, I don't know if I said this, is in Indiana. So generally,
Okay.
you would be going to Indiana for that training. She does do training online, but I'm not sure that she does the basic best technique online now. We certainly did during COVID, but not necessarily now.
Okay. But the bottom line is that anyone can be trained to do this.
Yeah,
All right.
it's just a matter of being willing and learning.
Cool. All right then. Look at that. We could be absolutely on time. And Brianna, I know you're on the line, but let's keep Bigfoot happy here and take care of our advertisers on time. Then we'll have plenty of time to head to Redmond and talk to Brianna, and she'd like to do some work for herself and for her kitty friend. So that will be coming up straight ahead. So stay right where you are. If you would like to join in and have a treatment for yourself and or your animal friends, pick up your phone, 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey-o, I'm Martha Norwalk, and happy Mother's Day to all of you animal moms out there and human moms out there. And thank you for spending some time with us here on Animal World. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they have the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area. We've got the Linwood Community, the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and East West Book Show, East West Bookshop in Edmonds. And you can check them out and all of the great events and classes coming up at AnandaWashington.org or Ananda Washington on Facebook. Let's see. And then we heard from Jude Potten, our sound healer, our Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. And Jude can work with you in person, which is highly recommended to be in presence of the healing room with the gongs and chimes and all of that. But she can also work with you remotely. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call. She'll call you back, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. Since it is the second Sunday of May, it is Best and Energy Code Sunday. We've been talking about that with Linda Rasmussen. Now we get to put it into practice. And I think this call is going to bring up a really good one, a question for me before you even get started. But let's bring on, we are headed over to Redmond. And Brianna, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen.
Hi.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're pretty good. What can we do for you here?
So I'm having some soreness in my arms. I got tennis elbow, and it's getting better, but it's still getting pretty sore. So I was hoping to have an adjustment for that.
Okay. And then something's going on with your kitty, too, right?
Yeah. My cat's been peeing outside of the litter box. Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of kitty do you have?
She's just a small black cat.
Okay. She been doing this peeing outside of the box for long or what?
Yeah, it's been... Yeah, I think she's been doing it for a while. It's not, like, all the time, but she'll pee, like, right outside of the box. So it's like she's almost... She's in the right area. She doesn't go in sometimes, and I'm not sure why that is. There's like a mat over there, and she likes to pee on that instead.
Okay, well, that would could indicate. I mean, she's trying to do the right thing, but something about the box or whatever may be an issue. I'm going to try to give you just a little bit of help there with the kitty. But also know that me dealing directly with behavior training, healing type issues is really not our focus for today's show. But it is next week. Okay.
Okay.
And Natasha is here, and it's personal readings with her and intuitive stuff, but it's behavior training and healing questions with me. So okay. You feel free to call back next week. We can go into more detail about the cat. Okay.
Okay. Sounds
but
good.
To start with, and something you can look at this week, generally speaking, you want one cat box per cat plus one.
Mm-hmm. We do
so
have that.
So it would be two boxes. And the biggest reasons cats don't use the boxes are they're not big enough, they're not clean enough, they're not convenient and safe. Now, convenient mm-hmm. and safe usually would mean if there's other cats in the household or dogs, that sort of thing. But make sure you're scooping and stirring at least once a day, if not twice a day. Because okay. when you say sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't, could look at is it because some cats, they will use the box no matter what, and it could be overflowing with stuff in there, and they'd still use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's those other ones that there's one thing in there and we're not getting in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Also, they don't like scented stuff. They don't like liners, and they don't like lids.
Okay.
Okay, so you resonate with all that stuff this week, and then you call back next week, and we can go into a lot more detail. Okay?
Okay.
Now then, though, interesting, because now with, let's see, so we've got two things going on. Linda, I'm assuming you're going to tune in, and you want to, is there anything you want? I know you don't treat or diagnose, so I don't think you don't need more information about the tennis elbow or anything, do you? Or
well,
and you know
I was curious.
On. Yeah,
I was okay. curious if there was any tennis involved, or whether it's just the diagnosis name of tennis elbow.
No, it's just the name for the
okay.
injury. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I'm curious, Brianna, is this something that you're just recently having an issue with, or has this been long-term, that you've had this for a long time?
I got it this summer, and then it got better in, it took a while, because it was pretty bad, and it got better in, like, February, and then it came back, like, 2 weeks ago, and it's not as bad this time, and it is getting better, but I just figured an adjustment wouldn't hurt.
No, this is exactly, isn't this, Linda, exactly the kind of thing that...
Sure.
Yeah,
and again, we're going to be working, Brianna, on balancing your whole field. And as a result of having a balanced field at the end of the call, you will have the opportunity, I think, to have that feel differently.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before I hand Brianna over to you, Linda, let's let everybody know that while Linda is working with Brianna, instead of we found a way to me not have to repeat everything she's saying to avoid dead air. So we have wonderful music that we play. And who do we give credit to?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Martha. The music today was written and performed by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com.
All right. So thank you, Kevin, for our music. Nathan, of course, is in charge of that. So, gosh, we got time here. And yeah, so we can just go straight to it. Linda, you're in charge.
Okay. So, Brianna, I'm going to invite you to think about just a beautiful blue sky with the phrase, "the sky is blue," in your mind, just relaxing for the moment. The sky is blue. And I'm actually going to be finding a date for Brianna to focus on, so it's going to take just a moment. Okay, so we're looking at the third quarter of 2021, September 2nd, 2021. So that's the date, Brianna, I'd like you to focus on now, September 2nd, 2021. 2021. And when a date comes up, we don't need to know what happened on that date. What we know is that there's some interference that got started on that date that we're going to release now because it's in priority to be released. So, Brianna, your mind is just going to keep thinking September 2nd, 2021. And then setting that aside, focus on hateful, the feeling of hateful, and we're going to replace that. Replacing hateful with the feeling of stable. So now you're focused on stable. And the number two, stable two, are the two things in mind. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to. You might not be holding your breath out for that long, but just exhaling, holding the breath out. As soon as you think, I need that air, just let it back in. Thinking stable, two. Closed eyes are looking at the right side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then I'm going to have you just go back to a beautiful, or not a beautiful blue sky, go back to September 2nd, 2021. September 2nd, 2021. And that is complete. So now I'm going to have you go back to a beautiful blue sky, relaxing and breathing normally. And I'm going to invite you to think about the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve. And anyone listening, same thing, focus on whatever the number one thing is for you in this moment. And if there's more than one number one thing, just pick one. Does something come to mind, Brianna?
I actually had a foot injury before this.
Oh, okay.
I'm still kind of dealing with, and that actually came to mind.
Oh, okay. All right, so just focusing on that then, perfect. And I'm going to have you focus, since you clued me into this, on how you feel about how the foot is healing. So just let yourself focus on whatever feelings you have when you think about how the healing is going for this foot. And then setting that aside, focus on frustrated, the feeling of frustrated. We're going to replace that. And we're replacing frustrated with the feeling of stable. Stable and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left. You're just going to roll your closed eyes to the left, thinking stable too. And your breathing will be as before, exhaling from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking stable too. Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then letting your thoughts return to that foot injury and how you feel about the way the healing is going. And that is complete. So we're going to return to a beautiful blue sky. The sky is blue. So you are already balanced, Brianna, and I'm going to invite you because you mentioned your cat and this intermittent peeing issue. I'm going to just have you focus on that situation. And primarily focusing on how you feel about that, the fact that that's happening occasionally. Just focus on that. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of dread. We're going to replace dread. And we're replacing dread with the word death, as in to die. And we're going to replace death and replacing death with the feeling of being accurate. So now you're focused on accurate. Accurate and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking to the left, rolling your closed eyes to the left. I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing. Really doing this breathing in the abdomen, just very slowly inhaling and then very slowly exhaling. Just breathing like that as you think accurate to closed eyes or looking to the left. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then thinking about this intermittent issue with the cat and how you feel about it. And that is complete. The sky is blue, relaxing, breathing normally. I'm going to find an affirming energetic word for you. And the energy of accurate is most helpful for you right now, Brianna. So I'm going to suggest that you think this thought, I accept the feeling of accurate. And what this means is that you know yourself to be accurate, and that regardless of what you hear from other people or other self-judgments you might have had in the past, that you're now going to accept the understanding that you are indeed accurate in terms of what you say, what you do, excuse me, your perceptions. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Brianna?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah. And then how often and how should Brianna use this affirmation, Linda?
Yeah, so affirmations are most potent, excuse me, the same day that we do this balancing. And so doing this, saying it out loud or thinking it at least three times in a row, probably at least three times a day, or as often, even more often if possible, today, tomorrow, and the next day, and just keep that going. It's good to write it down. I accept the feeling of accurate. And just really take in, especially this understanding that there's nothing about you that isn't accurate.
Wonderful. All right, Brianna, now...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just, you know, I gave you a few little tips here before Linda did the session with you. Any questions or anything you have about that stuff?
I don't think so. I wrote them down. I wrote the affirmation down, so I'll just make sure to do some, like, look at what I am and am not doing so that I can see if those things help.
Yeah. Yeah, and just in how do you have just one cat box?
We have three cats, so we have four boxes.
Okay,
but
you do.
The two that she's peeing outside of are the ones that are in the part of the house that she really only uses. So it also seems weird because it's not like the other cats use those boxes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to talk more about it and, you know, we can go into more detail, all you got to do is call back next week.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right.
All righty. So it is time to take care of our advertisers one more time. And if you would like to get in and get a session with Linda for you and your animals, we would have time to do that for the top of the hour. If we don't have any callers when we're done with taking care of our advertisers, well, we can throw in current events, get that out of the way, so then we have another full hour to go. So stay right where you are. And if you would like to grab a phone line and be that caller before the top of the hour, 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan. Join us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, May 10 at 1 p.m. Pacific. Explore the resourceful Taurus new moon in mid-May, followed by the Sagittarius full moon at month's end. Two powerful energies creating a new emotional story. One that invites us to shift our identity and beliefs, embrace our wounded parts, and weave painful experience into wounded wisdom that helps others through their pain. Journey with us, Talk Cosmos, May 10, 1 p.m. Pacific on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, y'all. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, the NuPro Nuggets, and boy, does my Sophie Sweet Chicks love them. And I put out her raw food, and then she looks at me and screams, I want my special treats. So I have to sprinkle the NuPro Nuggets on top of her food, and then she will eat. And the dog supplement, the gold label for skin and hair coat and general, you know, health and well-being. There's also the silver label that adds glucosamine and chondroitin for hips and joints and that good stuff. And it is quite miraculous. If you have a breed of dog that sheds, man, that NuPro keeps the hair on their body. Until you brush it off and bathe it off, you don't tend to have the tumbleweeds all over the place. A shedding breeds is, and I sure know because I have a golden retriever, and they could carpet the planet with a hair. So the NuPro is quite a miracle, a worker. Anyway, check them out, NuProSupplements.com, and you can purchase there, learn all about them. A lot of times you can find the dog supplements at your pet store, but you can also purchase on Amazon, and the price is the same everywhere. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you know, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. All righty then. Nathan, what happened to those phones? They look like they've been pretty quiet, huh?
They're sitting here waiting for people to call. And again, the phone number is 1-888-298-5569. Only line you can use from now on until, you know, maybe that number might change too, but for today's show, you can only call 888-298-5569 to get into Animal World. And since the phone lines are open, that means you'll get in very quickly if you call in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And we would love to hear from you for sure. But since we don't have any callers on the line, we will take care of some other business. We have that out of the way. And I'm just remembering, of course, Linda has said she's going to do special treatment for Mother's Day and all of that. And she, of course, will explain that when we get to it. We won't have time to do that in this hour, but leaving time to be able to do that in next hour and take any of your calls. Let's go ahead and cover current events. It's not really entertainment, but just a couple of things here. First on my list, as always, Linda, you continue to offer a free introductory treatment to any new clients off the air. If for someone like, say, Brianna just called, if she has not worked with you off the air before, even though you worked with her on the show, she could still call or text you at the number we're going to give to have a free treatment, right?
Yes, indeed.
So I mean, how cool is that, you guys? You can help on the air here, but that doesn't count. You can also call or text Linda the number I'm going to give you for a free remote treatment. You can see her in her office at the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely like she's doing here on the air. So if you would like a free treatment with Linda, write this number down, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. If you prefer email, Linda at verticalenergyworldwide.com also works. All right, and then Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and general psychic gal, you can tune her in for her podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter, the letters I and C. Natasha Venter, IC, for the YouTube channel. All right, then all the majority of stuff is all going on up at the Northwest Stream Center. In McCollum Park in South Everett. Gosh, what a great place. I don't know if the skunk cabbage are still blooming, but Swamp Lantern Festival has been going on for a while. Now, they said through April, so I think you better check if you wanted to go again, because now we're into May, and I kind of suspect that the skunk cabbage has probably run its course at this point. Remember that, because you're running out of time, the waterways, healing the circle of water and life at the Shack Art Center, the Arts Education in Action exhibition with Sammy Salmon is on display now at the in Everett at the Shack Art Center. It's on Hoyt Avenue in Everett. The exhibit is open until May 16th, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All righty, then on Saturday, May 9th, 1 p.m., they're doing a presentation on Penny Creek, history and stewardship. So if you're interested in that creek because you're in that area, that would be something to attend on May 19th. This sounds like an interesting class, Foraging for Wild Edible Plants. And that's with Alderleaf Wilderness College. They're going to be teaching this on Saturday, May 30th, 1 p.m. And then on Saturday, June 14th, there's the Solstice Serenades, a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. I've heard they're good. Saturday, June 14th, 2 p.m., and also on that day, Saturday, June 14th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Summer Solstice Market will be open at the Northwest Stream Center. So a lot of good stuff to attend there. Let's see, what else have we got on? Positive Alliance are going to be at the official Bark in the Park for the Mariners. They'll be doing free custom ID tags at all Bark in the Parks, and they have them list. Monday. No, this is interesting. It says Monday, May 18th, Nathan, Chicago White Sox. But aren't they playing the White Sox now? Do they turn around and play them again later in the month?
That's really funny that if it's going to be that close together for an away game and a home game, I'm going to pull up their schedule right now and actually see if that is the case. Because normally you don't see that.
I pulled these off of the Positive Alliance newsletter. And it says Monday, June 29th for the Los Angeles Angels and Tuesday, August 4th, Detroit Tigers. But if Nathan's checking on that Monday, May 18th versus the Chicago White Sox, that just seems weird to me. Is that true?
Yep. I mean, they do play a couple more teams in the meantime, but...
But that is a correct date.
They are very
White
close
Sox.
Together.
All right. Well, so it's not weird. And those are Bark in the Park times. Guys, if you want to take your dogs down to watch the Mariners, those are the dates. May 18th, Monday, May 18th, Monday, June 29th, and Tuesday, August 4th. Summer camp going on at the Seattle Humane for kids. Don't know if there's any room left or not, but you better check it out. Tuxes and Tails is on May 16th, but it's sold out. Let's see. And then we've got coming up for Feral Cat. Excuse me, Feral Cat. I don't know. It's my allergies. I don't know if Linda's having the same problem, but both of us are kind of doing that today. Let's see. For Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, join us for a fun night of cat videos, games, delicious food, and giving for the cats. And, of course, they're calling it Sips and Snips at the Muvies. That's cute. Snips, Sips, and Snips at the Muvies. That's going to be June 6th, 5:30, Brightwater Center in Woodinville. And featuring the internationally acclaimed Cat Video Fest. Limited tickets. Early bird pricing is over. But you can check and see if they still have tickets available. And then on Meow's List, their annual fundraiser, Fine Wines and Felines. This year's title, Purdy in Pink, Big Hair, Bigger Hearts. It might be a lot of people there with big hair. That would be fun. Bigger Hearts in-person dinner and auction Saturday, June 27th at 5:30 at the Mobius Hall on the Cascadia College campus in Bothell. And registration opened last week, so it's open now. The online auction will start on June 15th and go through June 28th, the day after the in-person dinner and auction. And I think that'll do it. That does it, except to let you know that next week is behavior training and healing questions with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha Venter. So I hope you will join us for that. So pretty much that is going to wrap us up for hour number two on this Mother's Day Sunday. I've still got gray skies up here. Nathan, it looks like your skies went, they were really dark, dark gray for a while. And I thought, oh, geez, that's coming up here, but it hasn't come up here.
And just marine air making its way over from the sound to the eastern part of Seattle and kind of still looks like it's trying to burn off here.
Yep. So I'm hoping it is going to burn off or at least stay dry so I can plant my pansies after the show. I'm looking forward to that, and so are they. Alrighty then, it is time to get ready for the love train. We're going to pull it out one more time, and remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train, join us, I'll come through and pick you up. And I always, and you know, when we have the chance to send that love and light all over the country, all over the world, especially to the Middle East, we need some peace going on over there, and open up the Strait of Hormuz. And anyway, so think good thoughts, send that love and light all over the place. And I energize it up with the Yogi Energization Prayer. Here we go with that. O Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues on Mother's Day right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.